The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Go ahead.
Hello. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
You do it one more time.
1, 2, 3.
No.
What do you mean no? I can't.
Okay, now. Now.
Hello, everyone.
That sounds better.
Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Welcome.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome
to the show.
My wife hates me podcast.
People always say, "I hate my wife." That it's called "I Hate My Wife," and it really bothers me.
That they get the title of the podcast wrong. That bothers you. Like, where does this happen?
Yeah, sometimes I'm getting introduced.
What's that?
Sometimes when I'm getting introduced
to like somebody at the supermarket or something, like someone.
Are you gonna be like this the whole time?
Like what?
You know what I'm talking about. We're comedians. We get introduced.
Oh, on stage.
Oh, yeah. Good acting. You didn't know. Good. Now you're all caught up. This is you. Like, you're not even being normal. You're like, somehow you like, do you really want a radio job, don't you?
Not at all. It depends what time.
So you get mad about the title of the podcast, do you? When you're getting introduced at the grocery store, is that when it's really? Okay, so no, people always, she's, you know, co-host of I Hate My Wife. It's like, it's so different. It is a really different title.
I've never once used a podcast in my intros.
I don't ask them to, but sometimes they just say it.
I don't know why I don't. Maybe I should, because it's getting very popular.
It's getting very, very popular. For you, it'd work better because it's like, my wife hates me. Like, it's weird when people think I'm gay.
When they think I'm gay or you're gay?
No, I mean, people think you're gay, just regular, but I mean.
Well, but I don't
think people think you're gay. I think people think you're
an ass. That goes hand in hand in the bad way.
What?
Well, I don't want to be introduced My Wife Hates Me podcast, because I don't want the audience right away to know I'm married, you know.
Why?
Because, I mean, you know, I walk on stage.
Is that really true? Well, then don't wear your wedding ring on stage.
No, I mean, right away. I just don't want to turn girls off right away that might be attracted to me, you know.
First of all, the fact that any woman was willing to marry you gives you more credibility than anything. It makes you more likable. Otherwise, you're just a, you know, you're, it's, whatever. The girls like guys that are already taken in a weird way.
I've never found one yet in 10 years. No one's ever come up to me.
Yeah, but you're just, it's you. That has nothing to do with being married or not.
What do you mean it's me? Before I was married, I was, you know.
You were out searching for it.
I never searched.
You were hunting it down. Oh, really? You never worked it? You worked it with me, buddy.
Yeah, that was way back in the day.
What are you talking about? Oh, from when you first met me to now, you're saying there was a period of time in there where you were getting it?
Never once.
Well, then what are you talking about?
I'm saying I hunted you down. I made one phone call looking for you.
Excuse me.
Anyhow, I made a call. What?
No, just because I burped. Martini told me a story the other day that she was in a nail salon and the lady, she was probably Asian, was going around like to everyone, like in their ear, massage, massage. And she goes to Martini, leans over in Martini's ear, burps, and doesn't like cover her mouth or say excuse or anything, just burps and goes, massage.
Are you kidding me?
And then goes to the next one. And Martini goes, I'll take a rain check. I don't know why it was so funny. Martini's got a way of telling a story.
Well, you can't just say Martini without introducing who Martini is. People don't know.
They know she's a friend. I've talked about her before.
Never.
I have a few friends. Martini's one of them.
You got, what, 3 new friends? You got like...
3 new ones.
Well, I mean, you got a crew now. Bonnie has a crew. Mm. And when Bonnie's in New York, she's almost like the leader of the crew. But once she leaves town, they scramble. They scramble.
Oh, who's the leader when I leave?
I don't know. I would have to... I would say the leader should be...
Lindsay.
I would say she should be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Martini.
Lindsay's got a quiet...
Lindsay's...
Aggressiveness.
Well, she's a leader.
She doesn't like... Like, she's one of those people that you want to please, but she never would say, like, anything... Like, she wouldn't...
Well, if she was a leader and you fucked up...
Who cares? Let's move on.
Okay, you're right. Nobody cares about your friends.
But I left the city one night and you were still there hanging out with my friends in stand-up New York.
First of all, I was working stand-up New York. I was just hanging there until I left. Okay. So, because I was getting a hotel... I had a hotel room that night.
And oh, did you?
And I was just... They were hanging out... My territory. All right, let's get started.
No, but I want to know what you were talking to them about.
I don't know. Girl stuff. We were talking girl stuff like we do. How do I know what we're talking about? I remember.
You're probably like so in heaven, surrounded by 3 pretty girls. Just.
What? I think Jacqueline's boyfriend was standing there too.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't, those kind of things, I don't log in. I mean, you know, I'm just hanging at a comedy club. Who's ever there?
Lindsay texted me the next day and said, Rich is trying to take over as leader.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
I'd be a much better leader than anybody. I would, I'm telling you. I would,
stay away from my friends.
I would plan.
Stay away from my friends.
I would plan a lot better than most, you know, synchronize. So last week we did our live podcast from the Village Underground. Bobby Kelly produced it, who did an amazing, amazing job. He was like flawless.
I think he missed his calling. Yeah. I mean, he's an all right comedian, but he is
a great producer.
A great producer. He was like walking around like yelling at people. I mean, he wasn't really yelling, but...
He was bossy.
He was like, let's do it again from the top. Yeah.
And
it was like a Broadway.
We had to do run-throughs. We did run-throughs.
Yeah.
We had to do, you know,
mic. Because he had to get the lights and the music and everything just right. He wanted it, and it did, and it was.
Everything
it worked out.
Ron Bennington was the guest.
He was our celebrity guest marriage counselor.
Who,
you can listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, it's probably better. Let me tell you, last week's episode is better than this one already. I can tell you that. I can tell you, last week's episode is going to be hard to top. I don't know how we're going to top last week's episode. Do you have any ideas on how to top it?
Put your finger up my butt.
You don't let me do anything near your butt.
That is... Let's talk about something else.
How can we talk
last
week?
Sorry I made a joke about, and then you went.
How can we... How come some mornings you look so pretty, but today you just look like plain Jane? Maybe it's your hair. You didn't wash your hair in a while, have
you? First of all, it's early.
Have you when's the last time you washed your hair?
2 days ago.
How long?
2 days ago.
Yeah. So Ron Bennington came out. Brilliant. You can't be any funnier than him.
He's very just, funny. But you know what's amazing about him also is that like he doesn't do, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he does live shows very often. But he didn't have any, I know that he for a living, obviously, he talks every day, you know, on the radio and stuff. But live is a different story. And he came out and owned it, like, immediately.
He took it over.
He took it over. Yeah. But that's like, that was kind of amazing to me that he could just get up and start joking and have that kind of like...
Well, he used to be a stand-up comic.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, I didn't know that.
That was like 30 years ago,
so what? He still
ago.
Got it. He learned to ride that bike and he still knows how to ride it.
Oh, yeah, I worked with him years ago as a stand-up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When he moved to New York. Well, he came to New York. I don't remember.
That makes more sense.
But he walked out.
Boom, boom, boom.
He had an answer for everything.
He walked out and said, I like your house.
He was trashing the furniture and the bugs.
All right, just listen to it. Let's move on. Do you have anything to talk about?
Episode 112. It was episode 112.
Do you have anything to talk about today?
Yesterday was probably, to me, one of the most overrated drinking days on the planet. I'm glad I didn't have to go anywhere
on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, nothing against Irish people. I always marry Irish women because, you know, that's what I'm attracted to. It's kind of like low budget, right?
Yeah, that's it. There's the joke. There's the joke we've come to know and love. Yeah. Low budget Irish girl. She'll put up with anything.
Well, I can't afford a Jewish girl. That's what I would hear
all
day
long. I'm going to fucking...
What?
I'm going to start... Yeah. I don't know what I...
You're going to start what? Finishing your jokes and your ad-libs? So yesterday, I mean, you know, years in the past, last St. Patrick's Day...
Can we stop? This
I was
is the
working...
worst podcast ever.
Huh? Yeah, how do we start again? I don't want to start
again.
No, because
we don't have a topic. It's better than just like... I hate the podcast where we just like kind of like... read out our diaries, you know. Last week we did this and this. Like, it's better if we have something to discuss, you know? Like, I always have an issue with you of some kind, but I don't feel like doing it today. Like, having some fight. So just you come up with something. What's something that's been bothering you? We'll discuss it. The bully thing.
What bully thing?
Not bully, the bossy thing.
That's ridiculous. First of all, how do you ban a word?
Well, first, there's a campaign. There's that a you're campaign, not supposed to use the word bossy with girls anymore.
But I heard a great theory about it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, yes, I don't know how, I don't want to get it wrong. First of all, you know, females, which I don't care either way, want to fight. In the armed forces. They want to be on the front lines now.
Yeah.
They want to be on the front lines. Now, I don't know how well they'll fight. I know they can instigate a fight, but I don't know how well they'll fight. So they want to be on the front lines. But why do you roll your eyes?
Because, first of all, you're wrong already, but keep going.
How am I wrong?
It's not that they want to be on the front lines. They don't want to be told no to anything. That's what it is. You want equality. I don't think people are like, oh, I would love to.
Well, you can't, but there is an equality. There's not equality when it comes to certain things.
Well, why would the front lines be any different? Because you're not doing hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, well, what if your partner was shot in the leg and you had to carry out a 250-pound, you had to carry on your shoulders and run with a 250-pound soldier. Could you do it?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
If that soldier was my son.
No, could you do it? See? It's not funny because...
You know those stories about mothers that get like this extraordinary ability to like lift cars off kids and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, see, no.
Let's be real here.
Don't joke when you...
There's a lot of fucking... Oh, so you're going to put like a limit on then. Okay, so this little Mr. Slim, he's not going to be able to carry out a 250-pound guy either.
Yes, they're training
him. How about we match up our
partners? They train them.
So that... Can you lift your partner? Good. It's like you don't go buy a motorcycle that you can't lift up. It falls down.
Well,
same thing with partners.
You don't know who you're not always with partners. Someone your
whole...
Well,
now
your argument
is not holding any water.
It is too. Your whole...
There are men that can't carry out other men.
That's not true.
Really, Rich?
Yes.
Really?
Then they wouldn't be out there in combat.
That's not bullshit.
And who has a better chance of carrying out a man or a woman?
Depends on the build of either one.
Oh, stop. You know, you can't argue when you know...
When I'm right? When you only want to argue someone who's wrong?
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Just say you want equality, okay?
First of all...
Okay, and you only want equality... Women only want equality when it leans towards them. Do you think guys care if someone calls them bossy? No.
No, because here's the thing. Look, I think that whole thing is kind of bullshit also, but there is... The thing that you and 800 other Facebook people fail to understand is that there is a thread of truth to a lot of this shit that you refuse to believe because guess what? You are not a woman. Just like I'm not a Jew. So when you talk about like Jews being like hated and stuff, it's like laughable to me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like I live in New Jersey, New York, where, you know, nobody gives a shit if you're Jew or not.
That's not
but
true.
You still... Okay. But I'm saying in your mind, it's a real issue, right? In my mind, it's bullshit. Okay.
No,
so
women have real issues.
So
there's
are
real
issues.
Is
well,
this
one
a
of
real,
the
real issue?
One of the real issues is that women don't like to take charge because they get called a bitch. Bossy is the precursor to that. If a man, look at Bobby Kelly stood up there on that stage and told everybody what to do. Do you think everybody was sitting there, what a fucking bitch this guy is? But if I did the same thing, in fact,
no.
I said one thing that night to the cameraman, which was just that he forgot the lapel mic.
And another girl said
to me,
okay, so?
Oh, you're scary, Bonnie. You're scary.
Okay,
so I'm saying, look, I'm not saying it's only men. It's men and women. And that's why they're saying don't say girls in school are bossy. It starts when they're in second grade. They don't want to make waves. No. They want people to like them. And that's... You know, you either have to kind of accept, like, okay, people are going to call me a bitch or whatever.
Well, listen, don't twist words. They're using bossy, not bitch.
No, because in third grade, they don't use the word bitch. Teachers, parents, other kids, they call girls bossy. They don't call boys bossy.
And some of those girls grow up to be heads of networks.
Very few. That's what they're saying. Very few.
Well, you know what? It's ridiculous.
Don't keep saying, oh, well, it's ridiculous.
It is
at
ridiculous.
At least try to have some kind of understanding.
Yeah, have the parent teach the kid that word, you know, certain words have different meanings and take them, you know, you teach your kids. You don't start banning words.
I agree with you 100%.
For temperamental
reasons. I agree with you.
Okay?
I don't believe that you should ban words or that.
You know,
and I think that making such a huge deal out of certain things is ridiculous. Like, you know, at some point as a woman, you have to like find it in yourself to not care what other people think and do what you want to do. I get that. I get all of that. But I'm saying you're acting like there's absolutely no basis for any of this. And there is. There's a big basis for it.
All liberal people, all liberals that are pushing this. Okay, they're waiting for one conservative to use the word.
Stop putting
everything
into
political.
It
is
parties.
It is politics. It is politics. It's not about gender. It's about politics first.
You know, more women in the Republican Party.
I doubt that. It's politics. It's never gender first. Same with women's rights. It's all politics. Now everything is politics.
Okay. What are you trying to say about it then?
Because once once.
But you see people
conservative...
driving poorly in traffic, and you're like, Obama lover.
Only because of their bumper sticker.
I know, but it didn't have anything to do with how they were driving.
I'm just
saying. You really think that, like, Republicans are better drivers?
I'm not saying ones. I'm not even
but
saying
you put,
Republicans
you put everything,
or Democrats.
You throw everything into some. And then you throw everything into, like, liberal or conservative, and then you hate liberals. But then when push comes to shove and you're talking to people, you're like, I'm not a conservative.
I'm not conservative. I'm moderate. Well, I'm moderate. I'm a moderate person. Okay?
Moderate what? Moderate what?
Moderate.
No, you're moderate conservative.
No, I'm moderate liberal. I believe in gay marriage. I believe abortion is a woman's choice, not mine. I believe in certain... Errol Walsh.
Well, that's ridiculous too. It should be partly your choice. It's
what,
your baby.
What does this say, Errol Walsh? Oh, it just stopped. There, now it's going. Abortion, woman's choice. I believe in some in certain social. What do you call it?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
You don't know what I'm trying to say?
No, in some social, what do you call it? I don't Facebook?
No, programs, social programs.
Yeah, what? Like what?
I believe.
Welfare?
To some extent, yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, if people need it for a certain amount of time, of course.
Social Security?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You paid into it. You paid
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, but we should get rid of it, right?
No.
Is that what you think?
I never said that in my life. Of course not. To keep it.
But what
Double
about welfare?
It.
You think you should get rid of welfare?
I just said no. So don't try to put words in my mouth.
Oh,
I said
I've
I believe
heard you
it.
Say that before.
You've never heard me say that once in your life. You just lied. You put a flat out liberal lie to the public.
Here, see?
Well, you just lied because that's what liberals do. They lie to prove they do. They do.
You can't argue stuff like that. That's like, see, nobody wants to have, you're like, oh, I could do a political show. No, you can't, because you'll
I didn't
just say
I could do a political show. I never said that.
You said it yesterday.
No.
You said it yesterday.
No,
stop.
A joke, a
now
comedy.
You're lying. That's a Republican untruth, Your Honor.
I'm not Republican. See, you keep trying to paint me as a Republican.
No, but I'm saying, I'm not. I don't give a shit what you are. You're Rich Voss.
Thank you.
I don't, you know. But I'm saying yesterday you did say that.
No, I said a comedy, a political comedy show.
Oh, well, let me split this hair for you.
So the word bossy breaks down to politics. Everything breaks down to politics. You
okay,
don't say.
First of all, when you're arguing, you can't. That's what liberals do. They lie. Like, that is a ridiculous statement. Take it back.
Take it back? What are you, in third grade?
Take it back. Back.
You're being bossy. That's your problem.
Take it back. Yeah.
Okay, some liberals lie in certain situations. Some
so do some... Yeah, that's... Then it's... You're so horrible.
What?
I can't talk to you.
Why? Because...
Some people lie in certain situations. It's
yes.
So it's such a...
I don't lie. You haven't heard me lie.
A dumb...
I tell the truth all the time.
Oh, that's what... That's... I did believe that for a while, and then I started noticing you don't.
When do I? Yes, I do.
You're
I tell the truth.
A truth shaver, is what you are.
Oh no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I tell the truth. Okay.
Oh,
I'm not.
You may tell parts of the truth. You manipulate.
Everybody manipulates to their, you know, that's what makes you a good business person. Is manipulation.
You're not a good business person.
So far, everything I am is wrong and bad and not good and deceitful and lying and bad. And
you're the one who threw it out. You said I was lying.
I never said you were lying. I said, when did I say
oh
you were lying?
I gotta go.
When did I say, bless you? See?
You said
in the middle of an argument.
Massage. You said
that's what you guys do is sneeze to try to throw everybody off track in the middle of an argument.
You said you lie like liberals lie.
I said some liberals lie.
No,
I
you
retracted.
Didn't. You didn't.
I retracted.
In the beginning, you said you lie, and then I didn't say you lie.
Well, you're not even a full blown liberal because you act like you're so liberal, but then
I'm against abortion. I'm against gay marriage. but I'm a moderate.
Why? There's some things that you are, you know, you act like you're so liberal, but you get mad at, you know, liberal causes all the time.
I don't like being micromanaged in what I'm allowed to say. That's one thing that's irritating.
Ban the word bossy. What kind of fucking ridiculous?
Really, like legally banning the word bossy. They're saying to people, hey, this is detrimental to women, so let's try not to say it anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Women are women's own worst enemies, okay? They act like...
You know, normally I would think that also until I met you. And then I was like, oh, no, here's a giant flashing...
I'm not a woman's enemy. I help women all the time.
You hold one down.
That's all I do is, you know, is most of my causes are women causes.
They are? Like yeah. What? Vaginal rejuvenation. Are you, is one of your causes the recalling the vaginal mesh?
What's that? What are you talking about?
Nothing. I have no idea what it is.
The vaginal mesh. You mean, is that what you're saying? Or mesh?
Mesh.
Well, women, you know, they're catty. They're fucking sneaky. Women are like...
I love that you think like women are catty and sneaky, and yet I know for a fact that you and your friends gossip equally, if not more.
No.
You are also catty. I don't know what that exactly means, but... You talk shit about your friends. Everyone does that. Everyone does it. I don't know why it becomes a female trait.
We don't talk shit about our friends. We mainly talk shit about the powers above, okay? You guys, like, and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish I could be specific right now because I know many instances where you've bashed a few of your friends.
Probably in a comedy way. You know, but not no more. You know, when you guys do it, you guys are like mean. You know, women, look at, why do you think those shows, all the housewife shows do so well, so popular? It's just women bashing women. That's all it is. And then women watch it to feed into it.
It's
to
give women, it not okay, woman. Okay. You're like women. So dumb. You know how dumb you sound? Woman watch. Bash woman.
No, I said women.
No, you weren't. You're saying
okay,
woman. Women.
Women. Bashing women. Okay, and women watching
this is,
it.
This is a real lady supporter. You can't even say the word women.
See what happens when I come up with a valid point?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
And that's all they do. That's the shows that are popular. And who watches those shows and feeds into the stereotypes and into the, you know, into the... anti-negative women, you know, visions of people.
I really don't even know exactly what you said, but...
You know what I said.
Yeah, I don't think those shows are healthy. I do like watching... Yeah, but not all of them. Not all of them.
You watch...
I got a couple of them.
You watch anyone that comes on if there's no other one on.
No. Is that true? No, I
watch... Oh, you don't watch Atlanta because you're a racist, too.
I don't watch Atlanta, and I don't watch Housewives of Orange County.
You were watching it last night.
No, that's yes. Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's two in California.
Oh.
Housewives of Orange County. Housewives... I don't watch Miami.
Miami's not on anymore.
See? Even you know shit about the Housewives.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just negative towards women... And women that
watch I don't
watch
the Housewives of Berlin.
There is no Housewives of Berlin.
No, that would be funny, though.
And when women watch it and support it, it hurts everything towards their cause. So you, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Okay? So you are part of the problem. Yet sometimes you're part of the solution because you do positive women things. You do things that, you know, men do, and you're doing well.
Do you really think, is that how we're going to get equal, as we slide down to men's level? Is that it?
Slide down? Like, and no one, like, who, like, who's still fighting men versus women causes? Like,
lots. It's so big right now. I don't know why Twitter and Facebook has made it like huge thing. And it's like, I sometimes I get scared to even talk about it because you do not want the feminist backlash. I mean, it is.
But it's ridiculous. What
it is ridiculous. But the thing is, too, like, women will come down on other women for being like.
But women will never go after a liberal cause or after Democrats. It's always politics first with the woman's agenda. It's always politics.
I don't know about that. But I know that there's a lot of like.
If Barack Obama.
If women ran the world or if women did it this way or.
If Barack Obama. Had sex or did something.
I don't like empowerment. Like women's empowerment.
They're just, it's, you know, if it's a real cause.
Because you're not allowed to slut shame or, like, it's all these, like, shaming things, too. Like, you're not allowed to, like, it's. That's fat shaming. That's slut shaming. That's this shaming. That's that shaming. That's bossy shaming. That's, like, oh.
Enough.
Like. No one's going to act perfectly all the time, including myself. But also, like, don't like be in porn and stuff and then be like, I'm empowered. It's like, it's so annoying to me that you would use the word empowerment to be slutty. It's like, you don't need empowerment to be slutty. You can be slutty all you want. No one's stopping you from being slutty.
No one's stopping anybody from anything anymore.
That's, I mean, but there are, it's like, it's these things that I do feel like some of it's true, like glass ceilings and stuff. Like, of course men promote men. Men get men. So of course they would. You know, there's certain things that, but I feel like at some point you have to just kind of like dig in and just, you know.
Listen, people, women. Men.
Like I've had, I feel like in a very male dominated business, I feel like I haven't had very much, like the most sexism I've ever felt is from club owners, just being dicks.
What, man?
But I feel like.
A lot of your managers hit on you.
I don't consider that sexism. I don't know why. I don't.
Why? That's, they wouldn't. Why? They're trying to take advantage of their power.
I don't know. I don't consider that. I mean.
Comics hit on you.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's not what I consider sexism.
Yeah, because it builds your self-esteem. You can't have one like, hey, ooh, I'm.
No, I consider sexism when I'm like, oh, well, you know, audiences don't really like women comics or whatever. And it's like, you know, I mean.
Well, you always bring up writing jobs that, you know, they hire men more than women. So.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like it's hard to know like if you're truthful with yourself, like sometimes you just complain about shit, but you don't know, like it's hard to know if
your shit
stinks or it's because you're female. Like it's hard to, those are hard things to, like I know a lot of women who cry sexism when you're like, oh, I don't think she's, you know, you're just not as good. Like,
listen, in this business, entertainment, do you know the anti-Semitism in the entertainment business, it runs rapid. Just it's almost impossible to get work as a Jew in this business.
Are you joking right now?
No, you know what I'm saying. It's like
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying
the comedian, the Jewish comedian, is a staple. I don't think that's going away.
One passed away this week, a famous.
Brenner. What's his name?
You don't know his name?
Just say it.
Frank Brenner.
David Brenner?
Yes. David Brenner. But back to, and then we'll talk about David Brenner stories that we have.
I have none.
Me either. So that we're done with that segment.
Done. Boom. Over.
I used to think he was funny. I used to watch him.
I don't think I ever saw him, really. I mean, I watched a clip of him after.
Well, I have. One time I was at Catch a Rising Star.
Uh-huh.
And David Brenner was on.
Was he 70 or something?
No, this was.
No. I mean, when he died.
Yeah, I think he was.
Something like that.
I was at Catch a Rising Star and David Brenner was on. And the audience loved him. And he was, I mean, this was back 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, no, even more. This was, yeah, probably about 27 years ago. Maybe 26 or 25 or 28. And. was at Catch Your Rising Star on 2nd Avenue, and he was on stage, and he was killing. And then the next act was Bill Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Hicks walks on with his, you know, the way mm-hmm. he is, with a cigarette and leather floppy coat or whatever. And Bill Hicks says, you know, when I was growing up, I'd watch comedy on TV and I'd see comics like Robert Klein and David Brenner. And I'm figuring if they could fucking do it, I could do it. Right? And he's trashing Brenner. Right.
Was the audience laughing?
No. And then he went after Nancy Reagan. That's when, and he did this bit on Nancy Reagan. It was so funny, and he called her an anorexic cunt.
Yeah.
And the audience was running out the door like somebody yelled fire. And he walks off stage, and he comes up to me. He goes, "What the fuck?" He goes, "What went wrong?"
No.
I swear to God, he didn't understand why. And like, I mean, he was a great comic. Like, people now go, we'll listen to him go, you know, I don't find it that funny or this. But he was so far ahead of his time.
Right.
You know, what he was talking about 25 years ago, he was like a Lenny Bruce. He was so far ahead. Because I'd worked with him in places. I worked with him in Texas, you know, on the road, and hung out with him. And he was just brilliant. And so he comes off stage. And this is when, I mean, he really bombed. It was mm-hmm. brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still Bill Hicks. He did.
But when you were watching him, okay, but he was already a legend then, or what?
He was Bill Hicks. He was already,
you knew,
yes.
Yeah, knew he was, like, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And then he got off stage after he
But bombed. Was he funny? Like, did you?
I thought there was some funny, yeah. Yeah, there was some great stuff. But the audience, you know, after Brenner, who's very lighthearted.
Likeable,
lighthearted, and yeah, you ever notice, you know, I mean, you know, and newspaper, and I mean, funny, you know, what he was doing was fucking very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's like, you know, an angel's on, and then fucking
the devil shows up.
So after he just completely fucking ate it, you know, the talent coordinator, Catch, you know, it's Bill Hicks, goes, man, you could work here anytime. Like, if that was just a new comic and did that to the audience.
Yeah.
The talent coordinator would have said, you know, don't ever come to this club again.
You're through, kid.
And I remember Jenna Jones had to follow him. She was female comic.
Jenny Jones.
No, Jenna Jones. She was a black comic.
Oh.
Jenna Jones had to go up after him, and she was going, what the fuck am I going to do now?
And was she good?
I don't remember. I mean, a lot of the audience, huh?
What happened to her?
She went to L.A., and I remember she was in a movie. What was that movie where Robert Redford banged Demi Moore for $1 million?
Yeah.
She was in that movie. She was at the crap table shooting craps.
Oh.
Remember the black chick at the crap table?
No, but okay. I believe you.
So, that was my David Brenner story. That was a pretty good story, huh?
Pretty good.
That wasn't a bad story.
Not bad at all.
Not a bad story.
It's really more about Hicks.
Hicks than Brenner. You're right.
Brenner was just the opening act.
Okay. So, this is probably a boring podcast. If I were to listen to this, I'd go, ugh.
There's been moments. Are we done?
No, we're only at 37 minutes.
Well, we should just do a 45er today.
A 45er?
Yeah.
Is that what you call them now? A 45er? I'm going to get a tattoo today, get my car fixed.
The diary.
Get the tape from last week's.
Here's my schedule for today. I got to buy milk. I got to go to the gym. That's exciting. That should just be the podcast. What do you got to do today? That's our new podcast.
What
are you going to do today?
Well,
what are you going to do today?
We have a friend who's wants to do a podcast with a certain topic that I think will do well. But we're not going to tell anybody. We're going to wait till it comes out and everybody is.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, make it really cloaked in secrecy. That's always.
Didn't you do a podcast Saturday?
I did Kurt Metzger's.
And I thought it was Kurt and
Sherrod Smalls.
What podcast is it? Race Wars?
Race Wars.
Is it all about race?
I don't know what it's about, honestly.
You did it. You were there.
I know, but it's very frenetic and... all these other podcasts, they have people working for them. There's like people around. It's crazy. And then they were like, I don't know. And there was supposed to be that guy, Bill, from Red Eye. You know, the guy that used to be on Red Eye. But he wasn't there, which was disappointing to me because, you know, he's the celeb. So he was not there. And they said he's the one who usually does the topics, picks the topics. So they didn't really have any topics. So I just kept saying stuff like,
talking to the mic.
I'm talking into the fucking mic.
I don't understand how people always have other people around during podcasts. And
I know. And how, I guess in New York, they have people
free.
Like, I guess like they just have like, I don't know who's doing it. There's some guy in the sound booth and
Bobby has a sound guy do his. Yeah. And they just like, how do they do it? They're all like, everybody wants to work.
They want to be around it, man. They want to feel the magic. How come I've never done Bobby's podcast? I'm going to go in and do his podcast. I like doing other people's podcasts.
How come that girl never showed up to our live taping? Remember my friend's daughter who I helped?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was supposed to come. How come she never showed up?
I have no idea.
Yeah. You help somebody out and boom, they forget about you.
Done.
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
So we're not allowed to say bossy. Is that what we came to?
Call Raina bossy. She's being bossy. Say, oh, you're
a leader.
You've got some real leadership skills happening right now. Now shut the fuck up. Sit down. Quit being so leaderish.
Leaderish. That's what we're gonna say.
Enough with your leader abilities.
God, I'm stretching right now.
You know, I mean, this is from that Sheryl Sandberg, anyway, who's the CEO of Facebook.
This is her campaign? She started this?
Yes. Her and I think it's the...
Beyonce's involved.
The head of the Girl Guides.
The what?
Isn't it called the Girl Guides?
Like, what's that?
Boy Scouts, but Girl Guides.
Girl Scouts?
Oh, Girl Scouts. Maybe it's Canada's Girl Guides. There's a Girl Guides.
Girl Guides.
Yeah. Why is that funny to you? That might be an American thing too.
No, it's Girl Scouts. There's no Girl Guides, unless they're doing, you know.
My sister was in Girl Guides.
You weren't a Girl Guide?
I love it that it's like, if it is true, that it's just like a weird knockoff. Of Girl Scouts.
Canada's like Girl Guides. Look, we can't call them Girl Scouts. Cause
that's an American thing.
So it's the head of Facebook. Not the head, a CEO.
A COO or something, yeah.
And
the head of the Girl Scouts.
And there's always entertainers to get involved because they have to get their, keep
then,
their name
out.
Yeah,
like a lot of, like Beyonce was like, I'm not bossy. I'm the boss.
She said that?
Yeah, like they had like a video of like huge celebrities being like, it's not nice to call people bossy. No, I don't know what to say.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
But you know when they like approached women, they're like, hey, so we're starting this campaign. Beyonce's doing it. Yeah, what do you want me to read? Like they have no clue. Like, you know, one time I saw that guy... Sean something.
Penn?
No, he's the gay guy from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was would do these like...
Anti-gay and...
No, it was like, don't, you know, now you know, or the more you know on NBC. And it would be like, he was like, you know, don't call people names and don't use this kind of language and blah, blah, blah. And now you know, whatever it is. And then... I saw him at Sarah Silverman's show one time. You know, she was, I don't know what she was talking about, but it was obviously, you know, she has a joke where, you know, if God gives you AIDS and God does give you AIDS, you know. Make lemonades. And so it was like a lot of jokes like that. And then afterwards he was like, God, you're so funny. I loved every minute of it. And so I wanted to have a picture of that and be like, now you know.
You can't have a stance for anything and then go watch a comic and laugh because...
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's hard. That's why it's hard. Like, that's why my sister Audrey, she's not a good audience member for comedy because she spends her whole life trying to, like, make sure everybody's saying the right word. And
having a stance, celebrities. Excuse me.
But it's also like a sorry.
Sometimes celebrities have to pick a stance because they don't have a stance.
Well, it's. I think if you're a celebrity, you kind of have to like have, like. Something that tells people you're a good person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're just living in the, you know, you know, if you're a celebrity, if someone drive you around, if someone make you meals, yeah, you have a personal trainer, you have a big house, you have like hair extensions and somebody's putting on fake eyelashes for you every day. It's like, you're the most shallow person on the planet. And so, you know, as part of your, like, brand, you have to, like, I bet you when you get a publicist, they go, now what charity are you going to be representing?
Well, but you know what? Athletes have the same kind of money and lifestyles, and politicians, you know, CEOs from all over the world, anybody with money, basically, or in the limelight, they don't have to have a stance. Only celebrities, you know.
Well, some people obviously have a real, like, yeah, they want to do real good things. But I think a lot of celebrities are just, you know, glomming on to anything. That, and also, because it's not anonymous. Like,
remember when they were all going green? Remember when the green was the fucking thing? You know, go green and environment, and, you know, and then.
Remember, what's that guy's name? And then I saw him litter.
Oh, yeah. Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
You saw him litter, and didn't you say something?
I picked up his cup and gave it back to him. He threw a styrofoam cup in a bush.
And what did he say?
Oh.
Yeah. is that what he said?
And then he said to the guy that I was with. The guy that I was with knew him. We were at some party, some opening for one of his movies, and he threw a styrofoam cup in the bush, and I was like, uh-uh-uh. I don't know why I did.
I'm against littering.
I mean, yeah, but to...
Yeah, point
and
out.
And I handed it back to him, and then he was like, argh. And then later, I guess he said to the guy that I was with, like, who is that?
Oh, yeah, who is that correcting me?
Who's that horrible person? Yeah, no, I mean, I just think, like, true charity is anonymous. There's a reason why true charity is anonymous, because... When these celebrities are talking about they're doing it for themselves, for their own benefit, to get press. It's like Maria Bamford has a joke about, like, I like to help other people if it's on camera, you know.
Yeah, when I used to talk about the clothing store that said, you know, we'll every time you buy a piece of our clothing, we'll donate a certain amount to some charity. Well, make that donation.
Just make the donation, yeah. So,
why don't
so
you,
bullshit.
you know, you're using me as a hostage, but you're making profit off of your charity.
Right.
You know, you're saying, okay, if we make profit, we'll throw something. You know, go fuck yourselves. You know, and there's probably a lot of celebrities and a lot of athletes and a lot of people that do have causes, but they don't bring them public because now, like you said, they're not using them towards their benefit.
They're just really giving to that charity.
Yeah, which is great. You know, when I give to like...
But sometimes, I mean, like, it's a fine line because you want to bring, like, you know, I mean, I guess if you're a celebrity and you really believe in something, a charity, then you want to bring some, shed light on it so that other people can then give money to that charity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's say it's like, so I give money to the Special Olympics. Like, if I were to be like, hey, the Special, like, you know.
You don't have to say I give money. You could also bring, you know.
What do you mean? So then you're saying, like, hey, you should give money to this. Like, what if you get famous or you do some big benefit for it to raise money or something? And, you know.
I don't know.
So there's a fine line, but there are celebrities that just do shit for attention.
Yeah. People do stuff for attention all the time. like someone in the first or second row's got to get attention. And
oh my God, you attention. And your like obsession with people in the audience.
Oh, the other
women,
night.
It's two, women. It's, yeah, you hate you, women
yeah,
in
two,
your
the
audience.
The other night there was two bachelor parties that wouldn't shut up again. You know,
but that's because they don't like. I think they don't go to comedy shows enough to know that this is how it works.
Why does a bachelor?
I'm not sticking up for them. Believe me, I'm
why
just
do
saying,
bachelors like, or bachelorettes go to comedy?
No,
shows?
No, it's ridiculous.
Is that where you have your bachelor party at a comedy show, or your
because
bachelor
I think
party?
They don't realize like it's not
go
like a band.
Dinner. Go out for, oh, really? No one doesn't know what comedy is.
I think
nowadays.
Some people don't.
No, then they live under a rock if you don't know. I have never been to an opera. And guess what? I know what the opera's about. I know how people are supposed to act at an opera. Okay? And I've never been to one. So that there's no excuse for anything anymore in this day and age with the computer and the television.
Do you know
and,
how to act at a movie theater?
Yes.
If
like
someone's
a white
texting,
person.
You shoot them. Do you know that?
In Florida, you're supposed
you're
to.
You're allowed.
Florida and Texas.
Did that guy get off?
I don't know. I don't follow. I'm done with these fucking
so
horrible cases. I'm done
it's
with
so
fucking people that just
that's
are
like,
just horrible people.
I was like kind of like,
you know, parents
pro,
that
not
bite
pro
their,
gun, but like, oh, you should be allowed to carry a gun if you want. But now I don't know. I've changed my mind. You can't just carry guns in movie theaters. Because you can't trust people's emotions. They'll use them.
They'll use them anywhere. Supermarkets.
Yeah.
They're just fucking, you know, I'm not anti or pro or anything gun. I mean, I'm neutral.
How can you can't be neutral? That's a thing you can't be neutral about.
What do you mean?
I mean, you have to decide.
I believe people should be able to arm themselves, but I don't believe.
I always thought that you should be allowed to arm yourself.
But I don't believe
you
should be walking around
with. You don't know what's coming. You don't know what kind of Armageddon
yes.
is happening.
I don't believe in people having assault weapons. I don't think you need them.
Okay, but then even just regular weapons, people are using them to kill youths.
Well, they could do it with a knife. They could do it with
texters
a club.
Texters in movie theaters.
You know.
No, they're not. That old guy was not going to beat that other guy to death.
If he had a pipe, he might have hit him in the head.
So what? The other guy stood a chance.
Well,
he really stand. He doesn't stand a chance with somebody with a gun.
Here's the thing, too. You don't realize.
Okay.
An incident like that.
Educate me, Voss.
Okay. You know how many incidents there are that people that carry gun whose lives were saved because they had guns. Did you see
know.
The lady in Detroit where they did a home invasion in her house and she pulled out her rifle?
But
and,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
so people,
more people get killed with people that have guns in their home than get saved.
No, you don't. You don't know statistics. You're
there
just,
is a statistic out no. there. Yeah, that like, no. If you have a gun in your home, the chances of you being shot rise listen, dramatically
and,
obviously
and here's the other statistic people that are saved by guns everything's not reported because they were
you
saved.
Say you wanted to get a gun
yes I would love to have
well,
one
then
in
how
the house
can, how can you be neutral if you're like I'm gonna go get a gun like that's not
but
neutral
not, yeah
no
I could no I can
and
see
if you
people,
got a gun
I
guarantee
see,
you what? One of us is going to be dead with a gunshot wound
no
yes
no if I caught hanky panky. And I wouldn't kill anybody. I would shoot him in the leg and say.
You would shoot first, ask questions
no,
later.
No, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I. You know what I would do? If I walked in and I had a gun and there was hanky panky going on.
What is hanky panky?
Huh?
You fucking creep.
You know, if there was.
What, like if I was masturbating? You
no,
would shoot me?
No, that's not hanky panky. So if there was hanky panky going on and I walked in, I would take the gun out and go. All right, finish, and I'd videotape it.
And then shoot.
Nope. I would videotape it and go, now get out. And
good story. Good story.
No, it's not a story.
I don't get what you're like.
I would have proof. And if you try to.
Oh, I thought you meant like then get out and then you masturbate to the video.
No.
With a gun to your own head. That's something you would do. Put a gun in your mouth and masturbate.
You're really, yeah. Is this the kind of stuff you want to go out on the airway?
Can we be done?
I don't think this podcast was one of our better ones.
Stop.
I don't
You're
like
the one
it.
Who tells me not to say that all the time.
Yeah, but I don't like it. You know, we have a lot of new listeners. What?
Come on. You don't listen to other people's podcasts. Some of them are shit.
Are they?
Yeah, we're not like the worst.
Who's the worst? Which is, have you heard a bad one?
What?
Have you heard a bad one?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
Well, you only listen to one guy.
No, I've sampled.
Oh. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's wrap this bullshit up. Next week is going to be great. We have a special treat for next week.
We do?
No.
Oh. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
This week, I'll be at Magoobies Comedy Club in Baltimore. Magoobies. Friday and Saturday. The following week, I'll be at Morty's. I don't think we're doing a read this week.
Oh.
Just, you want to throw something out?
You don't think?
If we have the read, just put it in.
Amazon.com/
Oh, that one. We should.
Hates?
No, my yeah, we should be pushing the Amazon more.
Oh, okay.
Because people buy from Amazon all the time.
I do. I don't even use it.
I know. How do you expect other people to use it? Mm-hmm. Do the Amazon. What's Amazon for? Like if you go to.
Go to Riotcast, click the Amazon button, put hates. Yeah, or wife.
Or slash wife, my wife or whatever the fuck.
That's the part they need to know.
Slash my wife hates me or whatever.
No, get the paper.
All right, hold on.
I saw it on below. Yeah.
Here's Amazon. Do Amazon. Because we need to make some. We lose money every time we do this.
We don't make any money.
Bobby has it down.
Yeah.
Merchandise and fucking everything.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? Why not? Right?
Right.
It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. It's really like a pain in the ass, though.
What?
If you go to Amazon, you're like, you don't think about it. You just go to Amazon. Like,
oh, you're a good sale.
I know, I'm just saying, like, you have to take an extra step to be like, oh, right. What is it again? Riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me.
I heard.
You have to do that anyway.
Other podcasts do well with this Amazon thing.
Yeah.
We really don't do shit.
It really helps our show.
Okay, let me explain something to
you
the people.
You can order those, if you have any kind of coffee pot, you know, where you have to buy the pods. Amazon has all that stuff. Ships in like 2 days. It's, you know, you can get food and stuff. Groceries. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Get that.
Well, are you doing a fucking read for Amazon or for us? Everybody knows Amazon.
Let them know.
Amazon.
Let them know that you can get electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, groceries, and more. I buy so many books on Amazon. I gotta start going to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me. The Amazon button before you shop. That's it. You don't have to put anything in.
Do you know? To do this podcast, it costs money.
Amazon,
we pay money to do this. We pay money. Give me that. We pay
shipping most of the time.
We pay money to do this. You know that?
I didn't know it.
But I don't mind.
I didn't know it.
We give. That's our charity.
This podcast is our charity.
This is our charity. We're giving
and their
right now.
Charity, your charity, ladies and gentlemen,
is Amazon.
Amazon.com/ My Wife Hates Me. Click the Amazon
button. Let's see if we can make
before you shop
$20,000 this month, this week. $10,000
on Amazon?
Week. Yeah, no. Okay, $5,000 this week.
On what?
Everybody listening, just go buy one thing from Amazon.
Go buy one thing from
Amazon.
No,
everybody, for real. Let's see if this works. Let's see. And then we'll take that $5,000 and you guys can all...
We'll do a good podcast. That's our commitment to you, is we'll do one good podcast.
A month.
If we get $5,000, we will... Anytime we get a check for $5,000, you can bet your ass that next podcast is going to be a good
one.
I'll prepare. I'll put some shit together.
After I pay taxes this year,
when I do stuff for the podcast, it turns out good. Like, I got to give you another quiz. That's what I'll do next podcast, another quiz.
You told ONA to give me a pop culture quiz.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't fucking know.
Did they ask you how to say Brad Pitt's wife's name?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why'd you say it right? You always say it wrong.
No, I don't. I say it wrong when I'm in a rush. So I'll be at Magoobies this weekend outside Baltimore. Next weekend, Morty's in Indianapolis.
If you're in New Jersey, Roxy and Duke's.
When are you back at
Thursday,
Roxy?
Thursday. This Thursday.
You're back at Roxy and Duke's already?
My last show got canceled.
That's not the ice cream place, is it? What was that ice cream place?
I did that twice I've done or three times. Leave me alone. I do what I can. Roxy and Duke's on the 20th. I don't know where it is. Where is it?
I don't fucking know. The 20th is this week.
Yeah, Thursday.
They want to bring me back to Revel Casino once a month in the summer.
I got some stuff coming up, but we can do it next time.
Oh. All right, I got shit to do. So much shit to do. All right, remember, don't say bossy, folks.
What about Joe Matarese?
What about him? Oh, Joe Matarese.
So he asked us to plug this for him.
Yeah, Joe Matarese.
Go to officialcomedy.com, Fixing Joe. He's got a web series there. It's too much information.
Oh, this is...
Three new episodes go up this Wednesday, and then two new ones a week after that on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So what is it again?
But, you know, just... It's officialcomedy.com. The web series is called Fixing Joe. I wrote a little bit for it, and it's a funny...
Where can you find this?
It's a funny web series.
Where can you find it?
What did I just say? I just took it off.
I give a shout-out to... Well, go ahead.
Officialcomedy.com.
I saw Pete Corielli on Saturday night.
You did? I was thinking about him recently.
When I was driving into New York to meet you, I stopped at Bananas. I was driving right down past Bananas. So I ran in, and he was headlining, and I talked to him for like 10 minutes. He moved back upstate. He had a kid. Him and his wife had a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, because he just bought an apartment in New York.
No, he didn't. He moved to California. He moved to L.A. and then...
He bought an apartment in New York. He did, because he was freaking out. This was years ago, I guess.
Well, you said just, and now you just...
No, I mean, but I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
And then he moved to L.A., and then they moved to upstate New York. And he had a kid, so Pete Corielli, congratulations. And he has a podcast, too, with Sebastian, I don't know if I ever met him. I think maybe once.
Mm-hmm.
Sells out everywhere.
Interesting guy.
You know him?
I
met him one time when we did that Friars Club. Remember when we did the Friars in L.A.?
He's not very friendly to me. I don't think he likes me. I mean, he's like one of those people that
maybe he's a quiet guy.
But he, you know.
People mistake.
You say hi, how are you?
Some people are shy and intimidated, you know.
Come on.
Yeah. There's a lot of shy
people. Why are you sticking up for everyone?
Well, I'm not sticking up for everyone. I don't stick up for everyone.
All right, I got to go.
All right.
Bye.
All right. See you guys later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.